This is Ted Kennedy. Bob Dole is in a tight spot on nuclear arms control. His instinct is to favor the INF agreement that President Reagan is negotiating with the Russians, but the right wing won't let him. In a moment, we'll face off. Bob, with the exception of your friends on the far right, most of the Senate welcomes the progress being made in the U.S.-Soviet negotiations to ban intermediate-range nuclear missiles. It's an impressive achievement by President Reagan and a hopeful sign that arms control is gaining priority over the arms race and the policy of the administration. But the thunder on the right is making you as nervous as a cat on a hot tin roof, Bob. The right wing is gearing up a major confrontation with the president against the treaty, and they want you as their leader in the ambush they're laying in the Senate. But if President Reagan can say no to the right wing, can Bob Dole be far behind?
Ted, I don't sign blank checks, and I don't support or oppose treaties until they're actually negotiated, signed, and submitted to the Senate for ratification. In short, I like to get the facts first and then make my judgment. I do welcome the progress that is made toward an INF agreement. As I pointed out many times, we have achieved that progress because of Ronald Reagan's arms control strategy, which you never stopped criticizing. And we have progress in spite of the liberals' efforts to make unilateral concessions to the Soviets, which efforts you have led. I support the president and his arms control strategy, but I also take my constitutional responsibilities seriously. I'll take a fine-tooth comb to the treaty, especially on verification questions, and I'll vote on the facts, not with the intent of trying to score a few cheap political points. This is Senator Bob Dole. Get the latest from Capitol Hill right here on Face Off. So tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.